Put me a jib in my mouth and I'll talk it.
Put me a jib in my mouth and I'll talk it.
One more. Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 141. My name is Joe.
I am Dan.
I'm TJ.
I'm Chad.
Welcome to the show.
I hope you like our new mics, motherfuckers.
Yo, yo, yo.
This week on All Range Mode.
You're listening to TJ. It's 10 p.m. and I know it's getting nice out there. I'm going to play some smooth jams. Come see TJ next week live at the Catfish Fest.
Couldn't even get it out without laughing.
It's good though.
I'm looking stupid. The only jokes I resort to.
A fucking cabbage patch. That was one of the stupidest ones. The other day I was in my car.
That was one of the stupidest
ones. The other day I was in my car and I was like, what the fuck is Carter on the telephone? What is that joke?
Yeah.
Carter on the telephone.
Smart grass.
It was smart glass integration, something on your telephone.
True on the telephone.
Smart grass.
That was a better E3.
Smart grass integration. Remember that
Carter
fucking
on the
shit?
Telephone.
That's all Microsoft used to talk about.
There was no huge fails this year at E3. Like, nothing that was really funny, except for, like, he didn't call it Battlefield. Battle 1.
Battle. Yeah, I owe Chad $10.
Battle.
No, wait. I said there would be no fuck-ups.
No?
I would not even count that as a fuck-up.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right.
What?
I said there would be no fuck-ups. Yep. No technical glitches or anything like that. Because there's no more live...
Yeah.
Like on-site gameplay, it's all fake.
Things fucked up. They're playing the game for sure.
They do and they don't. Sometimes it like it'll
show
go to video
dude playing God of War or Gears of War. Sorry,
you know what? Like
that
Last
game
Guardian.
Looks so bad.
The tiny little mess ups that I saw, I will actually chalk up to like me losing the bet. Like Ubisoft still brought it.
I wasn't talking about technical mashups or screw ups. Remember? We talked about this. I was talking about guys fucking up on stage. But you little one. I was like, you're always going to get that.
Yeah. You're right. But I don't know. I'll put 10. Dan, you know about this?
All the Asian dudes coming.
We're all putting in a $40 float in loonies, and we're just going to start betting on things in this garage.
That's 120 loonies. All right.
And like, I'll bet you 10
and
bucks.
And toonies.
Is that going to be
low? $10 that it's going to be a 5. And then when the
game
comes
out. It was
like
the last time.
Oh.
We actually do the exchange in a little buckets.
Be nice.
Yeah,
we can retest it
before
it's official.
$10, and when it hits max capacity, you pull it out and you buy a case of
that
beer.
Board. That board could be the bet board instead of the fucking high score.
And if I like, if I run out, I'm like, fuck. I guess I'll put another $40 in. We'll just like it's, the pot just keeps rising, and then we have a party or something.
I feel like we're just gonna have empty pots, though. People are gonna be like, I'm taking that $10. Or every time the pizza.
No, there
goes.
Should be a rule. Like if you get to 80, you can cash out 40 or something.
Yeah,
that's good.
I don't know. It's getting pretty serious, though.
It's like ones and twos is like your standard bet. You know, $5 I feel like is
$10 is a massive bet,
and ten is
$10 is you are confident.
I will bet you ten
bucks. Yeah. That means $10 means something again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
$10. Holy shit! I would hate to lose $10. Honestly, like these are huge bets for me.
Mm-hmm.
$10.
You can bet frequently too. You know what I mean? Like,
bet you $10.
You'd want to be betting on something.
I will bet you $10. $10. It's gonna get so heated. We're doing this. So when do we get our buckets?
I don't know. We have
Let's
to
make them right now. I got fucking mason jars.
That's why we need house sigils. Because my bucket has to have a fucking.
Should we
fox
discuss?
On.
You're a fox. You're. Sly.
I'm taking Fox McCloud.
You can't be a fox.
You already
have
a
tattoo.
A,
you're
a
fucking.
Tattoo.
You're a sly little motherfucker.
Sorry, TJ.
A little annoying.
Here's,
I'll accept it.
I think my house sigil will be not a falcon because, yes, I may be Falco, but I'm, if, like, as far as an animal goes, I'm no falcon. I am a fucking bear. So my house sigil's a bear.
Are you looking forward
it's
to like,
be in the
gay
Star Fox
jokes?
Universe.
Like, because bear is like a gay thing.
It's gotta be a Star Fox.
Man, bear is gay?
My PSN name is gay.
Yeah,
because my name is Wolf the Bear, and Bear is like the is the Dan version of a gay guy.
That's what they call bears?
Yeah.
They no. stole it? The gays
it
took
it. It is. Exactly down. Right. But it's not like that's the only application now. I mean...
Oh my god, I can never call myself a bear again.
He's my big bear, didn't he?
He fucks big girls.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just go, saying, hey...
Some hey, big bear, I'll give you $10 on that bit.
No. Some people aren't concerned with that. I'm not concerned with that.
Well, now that they bring it up... God damn it.
But, yeah, I started saying speaking my name, my own PSN name, and I was like, oh, jeez. Like, that's a gay PSN name.
Like, not gay as in not cool.
Not in a negative
gay,
way.
Gay saying, as in literally gay.
I don't know. Whatever it is. In a friendly way.
You just don't have a gay name. I understand. Well, no, I like Shun. I miss Shun, man.
Shun? What? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe that you ever
hey, the
got
deer. Man face deer.
Yeah, I was thinking deer is a good one.
Because the deer
for
was the one. Yeah, there we go. Chad's I'll take the deer.
Deer. I'm a bear.
Is there
I
a deer
I'm a
Star
gay.
Fox?
Whatever, I'm a gay bear then.
So I'm Baratheon?
Is there a deer in Star Fox?
TJ, well, you're more of an eagle than I am.
There's wait a minute. They're like rodents. Like they couldn't be. They couldn't.
I think
possibly be like one has means. Like a horse head.
Rodents is a falcon.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about like the animals they put in those Star Fox games are like smaller rodent-sized animals. There's not a deer. There's no deer character.
Yeah, there's not an octopus flying. Come on now.
What? That was the SNES sound effect, by the
but
way.
But a stag is great. I think...
yeah, I'll stag it.
Fine. Chad's super cool. I'm a big faggot bear. Next, what's TJ?
I'll take a fox.
Yeah, I think it's a battle between you and TJ for bears.
As the wise...
TJ's more of a bear than I am.
Look at the guy.
Give me the lion.
I think TJ's the wise rabbit. The wise hare. Like, Peppy like, is exactly...
As far as Star Fox goes, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But...
See, I'm not in Star Fox. I gotta be in Star Fox.
I would go TJ's an owl or something.
In real life... Owl. An like owl. Not relating him to Star Fox. You think that TJ
an owl
animal would be an owl?
Yeah,
hell yeah, hell yeah.
Owls aren't something you fuck with.
I'm
I guess,
deciding whether I want to take offense to that.
Do you already have owl fucking
are you
posters
serious?
At your house?
Do you remember seeing that fucking snow owl?
Okay,
the most majestic beauty on earth.
Rorotu or very whatever. True. Rorotu like.
First guitar song I ever taught myself.
Yeah, like the wise owl.
Cue the tune, baby. I wish we had a guy who was sitting over there like, yo, Jim, play that song. I like.
Greg's, or like yeah, a, I guess it'd be Greg's stepdad too, but Doug's stepdad.
Yeah, we can make this like Jim. A radio station. We just talk about shit for 4 hours. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, TJ, that's what I see. Does anyone else, like, who else?
I can see what you say. TJ being a lion. He's a hairy beast. Look at his head. Looks like a mane.
A lion is gay.
Him being a lion.
A lion's even gayer. Than a bear. Don't be the lion. Fuck the lion.
Lion is kind of, like, I don't know. I mean, he's actually pretty proud of it.
It's a capo. Get something cool.
How about instead of me saying I'm a bear, why don't you tell me what you think I am? Because you're doing that to TJ.
Yeah, a lion's pretty
sweet. Wow.
Shark.
No.
Predatory swimmer who's awesome fucking in the water, man. Not fucking in the water, but in the fucking water.
You know what would be a cool one for you is like a gorilla. Like a
gorilla.
Like a massive gorilla is like...
Fucking
why are all mine just Nintendo characters, though? Like
I'm
Owl.
Dance Donkey
the Owl
Kong.
From Zelda. The fucking gorilla from Donkey Kong.
I'm Toad.
Donkey Kong. From Donkey Kong.
The fucking gorilla. From Donkey Kong.
If we're talking Mario Universe, I'm
all
probably
mine
Toad.
Are Nintendo Universe.
I think I'd
how
be
the
Toad?
Fuck are you Toad?
Oh no, I'm Waluigi. Never mind. Holy shit! Yeah,
yeah.
I'm slowly Waluigi. Turning into fucking Wario.
All right, I'll put a deer on my cup and a Waluigi poster along the whole side.
All right, I'll
you're Mario.
I ask, like, do I switch the fox? Like, I sort of claimed it. But what do you guys think?
No, fox is.
If we're going real world animals,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't
a
know.
Wolf might be a good one.
A wolf? Well, can a fox? Can I just say fox then?
Why wolf? What's the truth?
Because I'm a little bit. I'm not. Like, I'm kind of a little more pussy than a wolf. Like I'm not a cool wolf. I'm more of a quiet fox. If I'm.
No. I'd say you're
wolves
like.
Wolves are like. Not aggressive, but like assertive. Or like,
yeah.
Like, I think
assertive
like,
and the, smart.
Like,
they think shit out. They think shit out.
I could take.
Take wolf.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
So
change bear from your name though. Wolf the man or
Wolf the Man?
Wolf the Joe.
Man, I wish
Wolf
I
could change man my would be PSN sick.
Name. Joe the Wolf.
Why can't... Even that. Why Joe can't I change my fucking PSN name?
Joe the Wolf would be
before
sick.
This console cycle is over, you'll be able to do it.
I want to start over. Like,
people are pushing for it really hard.
I care so little about my trophies.
Introducing this week.
And 60 like, bucks my friends list, who is this room. Yeah. Like, I'm not invested in the culture, the social aspect of like
PlayStation. Games are just my buds, man.
I should just open a new account.
I miss when gaming was different, when it wasn't just like when I played Halo 2, man. Like I met friends.
Sorry,
you know, I met close friends in Halo.
Yeah,
and like I will never go in and talk to randoms anymore, and nobody has mics.
I did it once with Battlefield.
Changed. Oh yeah,
I played Battlefield like one night. I was drunk and I was just feeling like, fuck, you know what? I feel confident I could talk to these people right now. So I just joined in, and I was like inviting my entire squad to a party.
Yeah.
And was just like, hey, what's going on? And they were like, oh, fuck you, you and Burles, like, kill me all the time. Yeah. Oof. And
you're like, why are you adding me?
But we were buds, and we just played together the whole night. It was fun.
I was playing Overwatch, and there was a group of people doing really well. I was on their team. Yeah. And they're like, oh, so-and-so, get a mic. And like, people were like picking up their mics and putting them on, and they were joining a party and going around.
I would. If someone requested put your mic on, I'm like, why not?
Like, I mean, they were so good, too. Like, it was the perfect chemistry, so...
I played...
you just gotta force it. Last time I met people
and played with them was Division.
Yeah?
But I had a bad falling out with Division. I played... what the fuck were those? They're basically strikes from Destiny. Remember those?
Yeah, dailies or whatever?
Whatever the fuck they were. There was one. It was stupid fucking hard. It took us like 2 hours. And I got to the final room and we were fighting like the last wave of guys, last boss. And it was like stupid hard. Especially with the group I had, but we had been talking the whole day, and then I got booted from the game and couldn't get back in after 2 hours. So I didn't get any loot. I didn't get any anything. So it was a waste of a frustrating afternoon.
Oh,
and I just quit the game and I never talked to those guys again.
You know the ironic part is the Division is the best game for joining back where you left. You ever notice that?
What?
It'll put you back in the... If you get booted and you go back in, you're instantly like back in where you... In the party you're in.
I wasn't in the party.
Because you couldn't get back in right away. Maybe they finished it.
No, they didn't finish it. I just got booted from the game.
I'm like, oh, it's fucking over. I just ruined it. It's gone. And then we go back in. Like, I'm back in Final's party or whatever. Like, it's incredible.
No, and it knows where you are and shit?
I was gone. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, tell me about the falling out of Destiny. Was it just, all right, guys?
I got really mad.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty much the reason I stopped playing Destiny when I did. So I played with those guys every week. Like, you know how much I played Destiny.
Who did you play with?
There's a guy named Squalia.
These are all just randos.
Yeah. I played with him a lot. And there was...
I thought you knew somebody and they knew people.
Dan's always so good at it.
What?
Just picking up whoizies and playing with them till you're dead.
We played till we were fucking dead. Do you guys remember how much I played Destiny?
He wouldn't play with me.
Yeah, I wouldn't play with TJ.
Me and Fano just like...
I'd be like, no, I have a group, I'm sorry. Like, I play with those guys every single day, though.
Oh, remember I joined a party? I was like, sorry.
Get the fuck out of here.
You only did it 10 times.
Get the fuck out.
It was so bad.
Dude, I was doing
the raid. They're intense. Like, they're intense.
Holy shit,
listen to me, I joined a group of guys that were already a full team and needed one. So I was that one, and I had to prove my worth.
Oh.
Because, like, to have a good group, we fucked shit Chad, up in
don't
that
make
game.
Fun
like,
of me in front of my new friends.
It's not even that.
Fuck
like,
off!
I know what it's like. I know. You're serious. Like, everyone's going to pull their weight.
Dumb friend.
Yeah, and then...
to lose
like,
was not going to happen.
I remember when you got a bad guy. It's like, that guy fucking sucks. Get him out. Your buddy is shit.
Dan's like, get out of here. And then, oh, Dan, let's get me out of here.
I can't even talk in this fucking podcast.
No, yeah. I'd hate it, too. What?
I was just trying to explain, like, I was fucking serious with that game. And you guys would join in, I'm like, you can't do that. I put 400 hours into that game.
Oh my god!
You have every right to act like that.
In, like, what, 2 months? Three. Six.
Six.
Holy fuck.
I played it for 6 months.
Wow.
So, yeah, what happened was, those fucking baby classes that I had to go to were on Tuesdays. That was raid day. That was the day that, like, we all got on at the same time.
I remember this happening.
And my fucking spot got filled by a random.
Who the fuck's this?
And when I went to go back, he was my spot. Like, they had replaced me because I had missed a few weeks in a row. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I thought it was more than this. I'm like, I thought we were friends. Like, no.
Are you serious?
Replaced. I'm like, fuck Destiny. I'm never playing it again. I was done. That was it. So because of people...
I didn't realize that's what happened.
Oh, that's exactly what happened. Because I missed fucking 4 weeks in a row. Tuesday's the day, man. Like, yeah. You get on 5 o'clock and you're playing till midnight. We did every raid, everything, all three characters.
Were they quiet when you freaked out on them?
It got weird. It was uncomfortable. You know how I'd freak out on you guys sometimes in the chat and just lose it? It was exactly one of those on people who didn't know me. And I was just I'm mad. Like, you guys are shit. Fuck you. Deleted half of them. I only kept a couple guys and I don't even talk to them anymore.
You yell at them?
I did one time and that was the end. I never went
back. No, at Chad and Kyle.
Kyle never. You?
Oh, when we played in...
we've never played games before. We never play online together.
No, it wasn't like... We're not when we play in the middle games, of a game and I'm yelling Halo. At them. Like, I joined a party. What's going on, Dan? Oh, like, yeah, this guy's playing and we've already been playing them for a little bit. So
when we played Halo at Dave Chapman's, those battles that ensued every day were... we all played that fucking game.
Oh, yeah.
And we get... Yeah, like...
I tried.
We bring it to school the next day. Like, fuck you, piece of shit. And like... I don't shoot the rocket at him.
There was one time that I was really, really mad with Halo 1 was Rob. We were fucking playing. I think it was like One Man Army or one of the guys that we played all the time. And I was on the ridge above the base. Like, imagine it like quite, or what was it then? Blood Gulch.
Yeah.
So there's that rocket hill. There's a guy hiding behind a fucking warthog. I'm like, he's done. I'm going to rocket him. And then Rob rocketed me because he saw me about to do it and then stole my kill. So he betrayed me and then took my kill.
Oh, wow.
I was like, you motherfucker. And he was sitting right next to me. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, I'll kill you. Like, it got serious. That was the one time I was really angry in that game at my friend.
He's sitting right next
to me. We used to do that shit too, Rick. Oh shit, man! I didn't see you there. Like, just to get the other person's skill, like throw a grenade at you and then shoot this way.
Just awful betrayals.
And there's sorry, man, I didn't mean it.
That's why I was so mad. Is because you swore that it was an accident.
There was a betrayal soundbite too, right?
It was a
betrayal.
Jeez.
Me and Tim. Oh my god. Me and Tim in Halo 2 used to just go and fucking betray our whole team until we got booted because we were wasted all night. Just going in and, like, you get a couple kills. Somebody fucks with you once on your team, like, accidentally hits you. It's just like, I'm chasing you until you boot me. I just continuously kill this guy. We didn't care about anything at that point. We've been playing Halo for so long.
Playing Battlefield, if somebody betrays me, like when we play hardcore or whatever, if they betray me, you're only allowed 7 team kills before you're booted from the game.
That's only
quite
7?
A few.
Yeah. Holy shit.
So I'd always go after the guy, and I'd, like, I'd be in his squad. I'd get back in, join back into the game, get in his squad, and put my back against the wall, kill him, and then throw C4 in front of me against the wall. So when he spawns in front of me.
And you just,
and it'd boot me. I come back in, and then, like, that was just my thing. I'd just go back and just kill that one guy until he quit.
Or awful. I don't know.
Imagine that was you. This fucking guy wouldn't stop.
What the fuck? I want to play the game, but this guy keeps joining.
I've had a few times. Like, it's only been a very few over the years. People that will troll me. Just straight up troll me. It's like, I have to leave. Fuck you.
It's I've been trolled a few times.
You know, what was really bad for that? Was it Red Dead? Where the multiplayer, like, if someone if someone wanted to get you and chase you around.
Oh, yeah.
It was really easy for them to do that.
Red Dead was the beginning of what GTA Online is now. But it was in the desert and not...
I remember just getting chased
around. Like, you'd be
around
running around
people
in an open area and you would see a white dot on your mini-map and you know that it's a player.
Man, try so hard to, like, something hide like in that. A building or something like that and then you just get shot through a wall and it shows the other players just... on his fucking horse. I'm like, oh, he's gonna find me.
That multiplayer was so good.
It was really good.
Yeah, surprisingly, like...
I loved it.
And it's... You played Red Dead, right?
Nope.
Come on, TJ. Did you not play games before we met? Like,
this is like the third time that I've told you that and you exploded on me.
Deja vu.
It's my favorite game.
I know. I found this out last time, 2 weeks ago. Or last week even, I think it
like,
was.
Like, I'm not joking. I don't think there's another game that I like more.
Ask TJ if he's
I had
right
it blew me away.
I lived at
Amanda's
house when that game came out. I remember just fucking you know that fucking cove basement?
Yep.
There was no windows on the other side. And it was like 25 feet deep. And we had the TV on the back wall with a couch.
Remember I bring my monitor over and we play fucking Halo
Cove, man. Pitch black. And that was where I played Red Dead the whole time. And I just played it from the time I went to work, from work to the time I went to bed. And then work. And then
You still play games a lot.
No, I don't. Not now, I don't.
A lot of times, you know, you played fucking Division for a long time.
Yeah, there are some games that I made time for.
Yeah.
And if it's not really good, then I just don't do that. I pick family. I hate that I find a game that I pick my family over, but it does happen. Right?
Yeah. It's just, the way you said that, it should have been the reverse, but...
Why? What did I say?
Like, you know, you said, like, you wished you chose games over family. Like the guy who, like, has an addiction, said it, right? Who says, I wish I chose family. But no, I choose games because I'm addicted.
Yeah.
Anyways, only that, and it clicked with me.
But no, you're right.
Only some games.
I hear you. I hear you.
And above or inside. I keep calling this game. It's got... There's so many fucking games that are like one word like that.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I think it's a good time to jump into what we've been playing.
Okay, I want to pause.
Tell me more about that.
What we've been playing.
What have you been playing with me? All right. I sang a little song into my microphone.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway, TJ and I both have played this. I can't fucking remember the name of this game for the life of me.
Limbo.
Called it Alone because I was talking about Alone with Jess, and then I wrote Alone. I'm like, wait, that's not right.
Firewatch.
Oh my god, I fucking forgot about that game.
We're able to get closer now, boys.
It's on my list. Anyway, the game, it feels exactly like Limbo.
Yes, it does.
Like, exactly. You know that it's made by the exact same people. And then, like, you start it off, it just says the name of the game in, like, big, bold red.
Spoil it.
No. And then, like, start the game. There's no nothing. There's no pick difficulty. There's no pick anything. It's just, like, you hit start and in the game. And then it's Limbo. You just go through. The puzzles are a little easier, in my opinion.
So far, yeah. Definitely.
There was only one that I got stuck on for, let's say, more than 3 minutes. 4 minutes.
Wow.
5 minutes.
I want to ask you what puzzle that was. Have I encountered it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll tell you about it when you've got it, you'll probably know.
The game looks so dark and horrifying.
It is absolutely horrifying.
Like, just disturbing.
The animations in this game are so... it is very fluid. It's really cool. Watching them climb a rope and, like...
Yeah.
The way you move your analog stick, like, it's perfect.
Cool.
They do nail it, like, exactly,
like,
right.
Like, when they go up against a wall, he does something. Or, like, when there's an object that's kind of, like, beside him that you can pass, but you go to touch
and
it.
Still grab
and
it from,
like,
the side.
He breaks that, like, two-dimensional thing for a second.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's, like, half D. It's really, really strange game.
It's not, like,
weird.
Really important to the game, but it's just, like, that, like, polished aspect of, like, when he touches objects, it's really cool.
It is absolutely beautiful. I mean, like, each section or area of the game that has, like, its distinct feel is, like... perfectly done. Every single frame, like people have said, every frame looks like a showcase for the game, and it's true. Like,
is this like a laboratory and factory like crawler? Like you're like
starts out in the
gears and stuff,
starts
and
out
crates,
like, wooded outside, like muddy area, and then you eventually get into like a farm area, and then there's like an industrial area, and then you're in like a.
Do you ever get to know what happens? Like, what's going on?
That's exactly my question. Is there a story?
It's the weirdest game. Like, I'm not...
Is it just a fuck
I'm not talking about any of it, because, like, even in the reviews, you've never seen anything further than, like, halfway through the game.
Yeah.
In the end, it takes a weird turn, and it's like...
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm dying. I'm just trying
to watch you get it out.
Two monsters.
Here, have a sip of this.
Can I sip it?
It's just, it's really, really, really strange. It takes a weird turn, and it's not like anything I've played before or can relate it to.
It's not like Limbo.
No.
Sick.
So, like, yeah, because Limbo, the majority of the puzzles were all these moving pieces, and you got to find out how to safely navigate through the moving pieces and triggering different items.
It's not as demanding as that game was. That game was kind of like hard. What are you doing?
What are you saying? He's back.
Limbo had some tricky puzzles. This game, not so much. There's Limbo. One. Did you do a 20 man puzzle?
You know what I'm talking
about? No. You'll know what I'm talking about. It's great.
All right, it's time to take those off.
They're really, really weak puzzles. They're almost not even puzzles.
Yeah, like I can run into an area and like you see one item. And it's like I know that I have to use this for something, so I almost bring it with me right away.
Yep.
Like a box, and it kind of takes away like the. I don't know. Searching to do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, like, a good puzzle game may build on itself, teach you a mechanic, and then, like, extend it.
It doesn't really
It just kind of abandons a really weak puzzle that it built.
That's what I really liked about the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, why are you wearing shades?
But, hey,
I don't know.
They're mine. They're just,
I realize
look,
that also.
They look goofy on these guys, so they're putting one.
No, I just, I thought it'd be funny if you looked over and I was wearing your glasses. Why don't you clean these fucking lenses?
Oh, they were on my hat. Oh. Like, in my hair.
Guys,
last,
we're gonna,
so.
You gotta get pretty close.
Let's do what you gotta do. So. DJ, I want to hear your opinion on it. Like, you didn't beat Limbo. You've only played it recently.
Yeah, I've played it.
So, like, you don't have that...
Yeah.
...obscured impression of the game, you know what I mean? Like, people really, really like Limbo. So this game already...
I played at least half of Limbo, and I liked it a lot. But, like, it's kind of like big deal. Like, okay, it's a good game. Up. You know what I mean? Yeah. And this is a good game the exact same way that Limbo's a good game. And it's
but
like,
easier, more streamlined.
Yeah, actually, they ruined it by making it easier. I'd say it's more mainstream in that, like...
I like Limbo better than this game, and yeah. I haven't heard anyone say that yet.
I probably do as well, just because, again, like, the puzzles were a bit harder and more challenging.
Can this game
it's
be
a
released?
Great experience, and I love, like, that's 4 hours, but I
can
don't know.
Can it be released white?
Could it be released on mobile? Like, could it be played on mobile?
Yes.
Is it that simple?
Yes.
Really?
No. Well, I don't think so.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, sure, you
is
could.
It two, is it two buttons?
It
jump,
would take away from the
grab.
Game. Like, I would not...
Jump, grab.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's run or move. Jump and then like a
action
button. Yeah,
so that's why they made baby games.
It's always been that Limbo's the same.
Limbo's the same way.
No, you can do more in it.
No, you can't. You can do ducks and flips and stuff. No, you can't.
I'm doing wall run, back jump.
Yeah, no, there's three controls. That's it.
It's going mobile.
What are you guys ready to give this thing a star rating?
I want to hear TJ's. We're trying to talk here.
Whoa, I am not interrupting you at all.
Well, I feel...
It's okay. I don't know. Like, it's a good game. It's a lot of fun. It's totally... I wish it was $14.99, not $19.99.
Yeah, $19.99 is a little steep for 4 hours. And, yeah. Like, the sec... I said that I played it twice. It's kind of untrue.
Yeah.
It's... I played through one time. It took me two sittings. It was kind of interrupted by Jack near the end. It was kind of frustrating. And I was trying to plow through. Just to, so I could talk about it, but I guess I can't really talk about it anyway because it's not what I expected it to be. I can't spoil anything.
I feel like it's exactly what I expected.
It's not. Continue to play.
All right.
There's no way you can expect this. And that's without spoiling anything.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're talking about things that you know I haven't been to yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
The game takes a really, really weird turn in like Act 3, let's say.
Okay. I gotta wait for it.
Yeah.
Okay, rate it then.
Oh, it's still a 5. It's absolutely a 5. Yeah, it's
okay.
A great it's a great game, but I mean, I
what is that? Is this the oh, it's
the
candle.
Candle.
It sounded like TJ had
so,
like a
oh, so
yeah,
while
yeah.
It's a 5,
it sounded like
if it
just
were
clicking
a 10,
something.
If it were a 10 rating scale,
yeah,
I'd only give it a 9.5, but I still think it's a 5 star.
Okay.
Groovy.
You got to finish it. It's easy.
Oh, I will.
It's easy to finish.
Yeah, I will. It's like the next thing I'm playing.
Did you play Gone Home yet? You did.
I beat it.
Did we talk about it?
No, we didn't.
Can we quickly?
We saved it.
It's another.
Why ask me?
Because
yes.
You always want to push and move.
This,
on.
Is, this is your
Spoil
segment.
That fucking game.
This is your segment.
Yeah, this is your part. You can talk about all the fucking.
Okay,
games
so I played Gone Home because it was a free game last month, and I had heard good things before it was released.
Can we throw in a verse?
She gets too excited.
She's a little pup.
She gets too excited.
Pup sounds are fine on this show.
My two dogs just walked in, and one's choking to death from excitement. Oh, shit. I dropped my phone. Remember when I dropped my phone in the fucking...
In the fire.
In the fire pit.
No, I threw it in the fire pit.
I was like...
No, he jumbled it.
Fucking sucked it.
It bounced off a rock into the coals.
Like, into a lit fire. We should have mentioned that it was on fire at
yeah.
the time.
Yeah,
this
you
is a lit
your
fireplace.
Hand in, and it came out white.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it was white because of
the ash.
Oh,
I know.
The ash.
I imagine, stuff. Like, I just get the sense
crazy.
Of your phone taking one inhale, like, while it's in there, like, and just sucking in all,
it was.
All that little smoke.
Through
all
the,
that
through the microphone hole and the speaker hole, just
full.
So Gone Home was good.
Yeah, bring it up.
Did
bring
that happen in Gone Home?
Bring it
I
up.
No, in Gone Home. So the game basically. I don't know if you... Should I even bother spoiling it? It's such a quick play. It's 2 hours.
Spoil it.
Game sucks.
Game does
try
suck.
To spoil it. Just spoil it. Who cares?
All right. Spoil it. So if you haven't played it, skip a few minutes.
1 minute.
Fuck it.
3 minutes. Go ahead.
If you haven't played it, here's the best things
so
about it.
So it starts off, you're just a girl who had just traveled the world, and you come home to this big empty mansion that you grew up in. Oh, and cool. Your sister has left notes and shit throughout the house. And
some of them are just like from childhood, yeah, writing things
and
down.
It's almost like it brings up memories or something in her head, and like, I don't know, but it all unfolds like a story.
You learn who she is. She has parents. She has a sister.
Yeah.
You learn a bit about her sister.
You learn
about
her
yourself.
Parents. Yeah, it just gives you the feel of the house. Like, the father was a writer who, like, in the beginning of the game, you start finding letters that are saying, like, you know, congratulations, we're going to publish your book, and it's all an exciting time for him, and then it quickly shows that, like, it didn't work out for him, and there's just boxes and boxes of these books around the house, and, like, bottles of booze everywhere. You can see, like, it just shows you exactly how their life was.
Is there voice acting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
It is really good. It's like sounds like a pretty young girl speaking directly into a microphone. Like.
So, when this is it in her mind? Is that the narrator?
Sort of, yeah.
There's two bits.
I would think so.
There's like, you unlock story where there's like 20 things where your sister talks to you, which, like, it doesn't come from the game. There's no notes. It's just like as if she was narrating to the sister
while you're going through it.
And everything else is text that you read.
And it's very
real.
You seem to
like those. Like walking simulators, you know, like they call
them.
Dude,
when the voice acting is on,
but no, like,
and it's a short
game. I do enjoy them. Yeah, they're short. They're quick stories. It's almost like reading a book and playing a game at the same time. Yeah.
Right, right. But you, you didn't like Journey though, did you play Journey?
I didn't play Journey, and I really
Journey is very different though.
Yeah,
it's third person. You got like a little character,
a game.
And the character. I don't know if they talk or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I do enjoy these games. I mean, sometimes it's nice to just. It's like watching TV, but interactively.
Yeah, I get that.
It's
really,
it's not very gamey at all.
It's,
you know,
really,
what? You
really
might want to
telling a story, a certain story. It feels very real. And anyway, it's just about like this girl who, like, she finds out she's a lesbian, and it's talking about her girlfriend and like how she met her and like when she realized she was a lesbian and like.
It's truly a love story between these two girls, which is your sister, and you're learning about your sister through the notes because
and then
why
you find
gone.
Out like why your sister's gone.
Wait, your sister
just,
loves
like,
you.
No, your sister loves another girl.
Oh,
yeah.
But you just gotta play it, man. It's like a very real story.
And like at the end, well, spoil the end, right? Like the girl, the lesbian, leaves because of like her parents not being cool with it, and they kind of run away together type thing. So it's like, sorry, sis, I'm not there now that you're home.
Yeah.
But hopefully you've read my notes and you understand. And like in the end, you find a journal of hers that explains like everything. So it's like kind of a story of like sisterly love and like sorry I had to leave. But at the same time, you're like,
I'm leaving.
You know, you're
love.
Like, love your sister, and like, you're happy for her. You know what I mean? It's really good.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and it's like, it's very.
There's
different.
Like secret rooms in the house and shit. You know what I mean? Makes you feel like really, yeah, kind of neat. Like,
yeah, they just did weird stuff. The house is kind of like a spooky house.
If you walk,
you have to like
by,
turn like every light on in every fucking room you go
I
into.
I do because it's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
If you walk by a mirror, do you see yourself?
No.
No. There's no mirror. I don't.
They
think.
Do the same
or
thing
like,
that Firewatch right. does, which is they don't show the characters because they can never look as real as the setting that they're in. And they don't want to, like, when the characters talk, like, it's like they're, again, really close to the microphone.
When you walk
and, like,
into
you
the
can
bathroom
hear
and
the emotion
there,
in the voice.
Like?
There is no mirrors, right?
There either is no mirrors or it just looks like.
Fogged out, maybe?
Terrible.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got three things.
I think it would pull you out of the experience if you could see, like, a cartoon
that's,
face.
That's TJ's right. Like, the same way, like, an artist will, like, hide hard things to draw. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to take away from.
It's like,
by
even
showing
like,
a weird
like her
character.
With Scarlett Johansson. You know, like, that girl, like. Her voice was so raw and real, I felt like, for a computer. You know what I mean? It's the exact same thing in this game.
Cool.
It's a good game. It's fucking quick, easy play. And
if
it's
you look
cool.
down, do you have legs?
No.
There's an achievement to beat it in 1 minute.
Yeah, you can.
That's really cool.
I tried for it, and I tried twice.
It's
didn't pop.
Hard. Like,
you can run
into
the
like
house
four, five, six times.
And like almost immediately go to where the last part of the game is.
The key to the attic?
Yeah, like you won't know how to get in unless you follow the story and it tells you, like, go to this spot in the house and there's a door to go in.
Yeah.
But if you can just run in, immediately go to it, and you go to the end of the game and you can beat it under a minute.
Wow.
But it's, you have to be fucking perfect.
Yeah. Because it slows you down when you walk around, like up the stairs and around the corner.
Yeah.
I think those games are going to get more popular with VR.
Oh, hell yeah.
Being a huge thing.
Yeah, and it's only going to be better.
Isn't that Adrift is kind of the same thing? That you're
in
space?
Exactly.
Is it really?
I don't think it is. I think it's more gamey.
I don't know. But have you...
Maybe I'm wrong.
Did you play much of Unfinished Swan?
Yeah.
Is that story compelling in the least?
No.
Yeah.
Because, again, there's no voice acting. You got to read murals on a wall.
Oh, really?
And it's all cartoony. It's not like a... Hey, you know, the story could be compelling. I just, it's not the same thing.
You might have heard of this, Chad. The that game, it was on a podcast, one of the ones that we listened to, or maybe it was Love and Radio, not Radio Lab. But there was this guy who
Dragon Breath or whatever
about his dying child. He
dragon
made
cancer.
Yeah, and yeah, he made sort of this walking simulator where you walk into rooms and you are interacting with this baby. And the voice acting of the baby is his actual child, infant child with cancer.
Aww.
Yeah, and it's like, he's like, I just, it became like a huge thing. I needed to finish the game, like for, I forget what the kid's name was. But he was able to like develop like an idea of heaven and like what that is going to be like for the child and all this stuff. And he said it was like a massive, like it worked super well for closure for him, like just to finish the game. And this thing exists. I think it must be on Steam.
Yeah,
but it sounds awful. But it
yeah,
like
was on
the trailer. The trailer like really hits home. Like there's never been anything like this ever on Earth. Like this is a one in a lifetime experience kind of. And it's not super realistic, eh? Like it's a really super indie game.
He made
game.
It for his kid.
I made like it for himself.
That's
and
as far as I want to go, like it only can go downhill. If I play the game, it's just gonna be bad.
Yeah, well, you know what?
That's a good story.
Listen to the podcast.
Maybe, yeah.
Listen to the Radio Lab about this game, and it's probably the just
like,
the right amount.
He talked about the first level or something like that. It's just, yeah, the boy just crying in his crib, and you're supposed to go around, like, he had to make that a game. So the entire time the kid's crying, you're trying to console him, like, pick him up, give him this, like, there's things to interact with,
yeah.
But nothing works, and that's the idea.
Yeah, nothing. The idea is, exactly, nothing will work. The baby's just gonna cry and cry and cry.
I would never want to play that. Why the fuck would I want to play that?
Like, well, that's what he's saying. It's an emotional thing. Like you need to accept right away that
like obviously
you
it's
can't,
not for me.
You can't help. You know,
he had an experience that he wanted to create and
right.
put into a game. Yeah. I don't want to play that experience. I'm not saying
I wouldn't
bad
play that game.
At all.
Yeah, that would be awful.
It sounds horrifying.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's bad. Like game sucks because it's too real. I just
for you. Right?
No, I wouldn't want to put myself through that.
Did you guys play anything else?
If it helped you, man, congratulations.
Have you heard of The Vanishing of Ethan Carter?
Yeah.
No.
Fauno played the shit out of that game. And said it was
Walker.
Basically Firewatch 2.
Really?
And it's the only other game other than Now Gone Home that I've seen that it's like that, where it's really story driven.
I'll probably pick it up.
And you have to like
you.
Solve puzzles
sure
and
free.
Recreate histories.
Was it
free on PS Plus? Like
no.
A couple months ago.
I'll be pissed if it was.
Yeah.
No, it was
I would have heard
sale,
of it.
It was definitely a sale.
Anyways, it looks beautiful, and it looks like a really cool story-driven game like that. So, and Funnel said 4 hours. So
that's pretty
hours.
Cool, man. I used to talk about those kinds of experiences,
I'm
like
really,
short, quick games. You know, like
yeah.
One,
as
one
long
sitting
as the price
games.
Is right on them, man. $20 is a little steep, but yeah. I understand that takes a lot of guys a lot of years. But fuck off.
Fuck off.
You don't
bucks.
Need. You don't need a $10 million gain from building a game.
So we kind of.
They launched it at $10 and make more money.
Would you say we accidentally only talked about indie games on the show today?
No, there's
yeah. yeah, because it's relevant, right? Like there's been some pretty cool indie games.
Yeah,
Inside was a massive
else.
Thing, but yeah, up next we're gonna high five the top indie games coming at you.
There's so many. Our lists are going to be so different.
I don't have a top five, but I got a bunch.
Right. Yeah.
Cool.
So,
I mean, I'll just mention.
I actually feel like I have the most generic list ever.
I feel that mine's kind of that way too now, looking back, but I don't know.
Well, this portion of the show, what we're going to do for everybody is really break it down and do all the hard work for all the gamers, and we're going to represent the entire gaming community right now and pick the top five indie games. We're doing the hard work. We're going to break into it.
Each of our own, right? Like, does it come down to a mutual agreement?
No.
We'll see about it.
Because I feel like
personal
you
fires?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, personal fires.
We're so different gamers that for us to compile and say that all range mode says this
yeah.
can't happen because...
You think this is going to be too hard?
It'll be a skewed fucking look. It'll be Braid.
All right, let's give it a shot. We're going to jump into it.
It'll be the same
it.
Fucking games that they always
But
have.
The first thing I wanted to make sure is that no one is including DLC.
What?
Like,
yeah,
give me
First
Light.
Give me an example.
First Light? Not it, not...
That's not indie. It was made by a huge team.
It's just an arcade.
That's another huge problem, by the way.
Indie
some
arcade.
Some games feel indie, but they're made by like EA.
It has to
so
be
let's
indie.
Clarify right
Peggle's
now.
Peggle's not indie. You know what I'm saying?
Peggle's not indie.
Let's clarify right now. What are we talking
was
about?
Was Peggle then? Made before they were bought, though? Like, PopCap started small.
Oh, PopCap. Maybe.
And
okay.
They got picked
forget
up.
That. That's great. Forget that.
But
right.
They're not indie no
it's
mo.
It's got to be an indie studio.
They're not indie no mo.
See, yeah, so yours are all employees. Super indie studio. I don't know if I can say that about my list.
I'm not sure.
Who cares? Let's just
I agree. Who cares?
Arcade games, possibly.
These are fucking games
I
like to play.
No, it's got to be indie games, man.
Why? Slow the fuck down,
good,
man.
Good, I'm
slow
good.
Down.
Let's not talk about what could be. Let's just...
We could say arcade games, or we could say
concrete examples.
Well, I consider them almost the same thing.
Are they going to be top 5 indie arcade games?
Everybody just chill. Whatever games you got, I want to hear them.
Indie arcade. Games.
I would
let's just say indie arcade.
I'm saying let's widen this up. And you can throw...
Indie arcade.
Indie arcade. I'm into it.
Sure.
All right. Let's chill.
Who starts the list?
Okay. Everyone's sink into their chairs. Just like one inch.
Let's just chill out. Let's chill out, boys.
Sorry. Stop hitting the table. Okay, so...
yeah, Dan.
Are these in order?
Sure.
No.
Damn. I don't want to order them.
No, I don't either, because I kind of
just want to say my,
in order.
I want to say my good ones off the top.
I kind of want to save some of my surprisers for the end. Like,
build up right now.
We're all going to have the same game. Ones.
No, yeah. I think I have some different same choices.
Game. Yeah, sure.
Maybe. Maybe I'll start with my number 5.
All right.
My number 5. Yeah, it's probably not considered an indie game. It's more of
a why don't you do this? Take the floor for a couple minutes.
Can you shut the fuck up? Just trying to talk. Stop telling me how to talk. Thanks.
Relax, dude. You're bringing way too much intensity to this.
Can you just
chill out?
Do you feel like you are running the show here?
This part, yeah.
Why?
It's his section. Because
it's my part.
God damn it. Why do we have to have fucking parts? I'm just talking.
Tell me your list. I'm trying to give you the table, dude.
And I was taking it, and then you continued to tell me to take it.
Take it.
Hey, take it then. Oh, you felt that you want to do it because it's your part.
Why
go
do
ahead.
You know? Just take it.
Go ahead, sir.
He was just suggesting you do all 5 at once.
I'm just saying go for it, bro.
All 5 at once?
Yeah.
That's what he was saying.
That's going to take a long time because I want to talk about each individual game.
Go ahead.
I thought we were going round table.
No, not all at once.
If someone doesn't say a game in the next 5 seconds.
I got the bus right now.
Do you want to do round table, bus driver, or do you want to do all at once?
No, I'm gonna say just tell me about your list right now.
Okay. All of them?
Yeah.
My number 5. I don't know if you guys would consider it indie. It's probably not. Who made Trials? I don't know.
The first time it came out, the first game was indie.
Sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
And now it's become bigger, and I think EA's got hands in it.
Ubisoft.
Because they've got the Blood Dragon thing going on.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Ubi.
It is Ubi. Good job.
See?
But yeah.
No shit. Don't bet $10 against me.
All $10 you when I know it's right.
Yeah, I bet.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I bet.
I can't wait for the first $10 loser.
Did you guys ever play Trials before Trials became something? Like, what, you know, like...
Yeah, you love that fucking game.
No, but Trials is different. Like, it starts off fun and, like, you really learn... That is the game that gives you, like, a new ability.
Trials Fusion was the first one I played, and it is incredible.
It's so much fun. It really is.
It is
really,
really good.
And really
technical.
Well thought out and, like, difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
When you get to, like, the... I don't think I've ever completed one. Like, really beaten every single level they have. Even with trying...
Dude, the last level is, like, 5 times harder than the second last level. And I'm talking about the batch of levels. Like, there's 10...
Yeah.
There are batches
they're
of 10.
So difficult, it's unbelievable.
And like, they're really technical.
Yeah. But it's fun, man. You start getting good at it, and you make really good jumps that are set up really, really fucking hard.
Yep.
And it's just this feeling of satisfaction. Like, you can feel that you're getting better, and the game does a good job of pacing you to do that.
I cannot think of a game that has nailed, like, the physics of your thumbstick and exactly how it affects your bike when it moves.
Yeah.
Like, as technical as Trials, I swear to God.
You know the way you do an ollie with your feet? Like, pop back, and then
you
do the same thing with the bike. With the
Yeah, I'm familiar with those games.
Yeah. Fuck.
And the physics feels like real bikes.
Absolutely.
You know, you guys are reminding me of a game that's not on my list, but Ollie Ollie was like that as far as intensity and like getting the like maxing out your game.
Yeah, I appreciated the idea of like having a really difficult game looking so simple.
Yeah.
But it looked too simple for me to really enjoy it.
This is Ollie Ollie?
Yeah. I didn't like the look of it. I liked the art style. I thought
that game is like a fucking cruncher. Like manipulating the controller left on the toggle A button with while holding R2, like all kinds of different little manipulations of like your character like that, and just nailing it over and over again.
You get good at games. It's like
fucking
that.
Crazy.
No, that's I feel like that's your style of game.
Yeah, that's a game that's not on my list.
Surprising.
Kaboom.
Okay, Trials.
So you didn't play Trials of the Blood Dragon?
No, I didn't get it because it got reviewed bad. But I mean,
you know
they
what?
Never get reviewed all that well anyway. Is it bad?
It's short. And it's a mix of that game and another game, which is bad.
I didn't see any bike stuff. I saw weird shit.
Mixed with another game.
Yeah.
Like
it's like
Far Cry Blood
Do you remember did you see the E3 presentation?
No.
Two fat guys in like weird suits came out. Not like suits. It was like cheetah print or something stupid, right? Came out and like, oh, Trials in this other game you've never heard of had a baby. And then mixed with the Blood Dragon. And it was like Ubisoft's Blood Dragon theme, which is cool, with Trials and some other shooting game. Like, it's actually a lot like Shadow Complex.
Okay.
Which may kind of sell you in a good way, but like it's bad.
Combat in it.
But it's bad.
But, yeah.
So you're switching between Trials and this game, and it's too short. There's not enough bike stuff, and I don't know. Everything else is good about it, actually.
Yeah, you know what's happening? Like, it's getting Tony Hawk'd a little bit. Like, the game started off originally, like, not jokey. Like, it was a serious game.
TJ, you bought that game.
Yeah. You never played Trials 1, but when it didn't have any of that, like, goofy explode. Well, I guess it kind of did, but. You understand what I'm saying? It's a very goofy tone in Trials.
What else?
You're chasing around a fucking raccoon head thing.
Okay.
It didn't start off like that. And now it feels like an Activision game. Like Tony Hawk by the end of the series was just so fucking ridiculous.
Oh.
And that's where they seem to be going with this.
I didn't realize they're progressing in a bad way like
that.
They
are. It's getting weirder and weirder and worse and worse.
Like, Trials of the Blood Dragon, they're turning it into like a parody. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if you see the Blood Dragon show up in some other Ubisoft game
now
as DLC.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with.
Anyway, that was fine.
Sorry. Yeah, we're moving slow here.
Yeah.
What else
I was going to say, we can't spend more time on Dan's first pick than we did on all
of
Inside.
No, of course. Of course.
my four is Inside.
Ooh. Well, just brought it up.
Yeah, see, I mean,
it's on the list.
It's on
one of the top five.
It's fresh. It was in my mind, and I put it on there because it's current. And
that's ballsy.
Whatever, I don't give a fuck.
Ballsy.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck.
I never put, like, let me do the puzzle game thing. I didn't put, fuck, what's the team
Witness.
Called? Witness, three, thank you. On there.
Three, I put Limbo. Just
whoa!
Cause. Limbo, man, wow. Limbo's my background on my fucking computer. Like, I really enjoy Limbo.
That's out of control.
What?
It is good.
The game's fucking awesome. It's got such
Did you play it before anyone else?
I played it the day it was released.
I beat it first. It's not that good.
I don't know how he's talking about that.
I remember playing it. I think I played on your system and you showed me that game.
I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good.
That's a game where you got to play by yourself, no interruptions.
Oh, yeah.
Just
I had
sure.
Pitch Black Room as loud as you can, play it.
Because this game wasn't on my list, can I talk about it?
Yeah, go for it.
Of course.
Wait, I played it? Okay, sorry. You were explaining how you played it. Describe your situation playing that game.
Limbo?
Yeah.
I was single. It was in my green four.
Check.
Green hardwood floor.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was in there.
I think
that
I
was
got
a cool
you
room. That was a
no, that was a long, no.
So maybe it was before that. But anyway, I lived alone. I don't remember what apartment it was in. But pitch black room, TV as loud as I wanted to have it. So, like, the game is generally pretty quiet until something happens. Like, a fucking machine will be like, gadoosh, and it's, like, very effective. And when it's really, really loud, it gives you that sense of, like, suspense almost, or, like,
pounding in your chest.
Yeah. Like,
remember the sound of the blades spinning?
Yeah.
Like a table
that.
Saw?
And you just completely focus on it. Yeah. I played it like that, and I played it, I think, in one sitting. So it was an amazing experience for me the first time.
I just had my headphones. Like, it was when I first bought headphones for gaming.
Yeah.
So I had those. I was playing in my, like, basement room, and I brought in the love seat. I had the love seat at the foot of my bed.
Oh yeah,
and just had like the enough space for the ottoman and the love seat, and I was just in this cove in my room with the TV right in front of me, and that's how I played the game.
That's good.
I played Fable 2 like that too, and that was a fucking game.
Yeah, you love Fable 2. You're
God
the one
damn.
Who got me on Fable 2.
I was like, guys, you need to play this game. It was because I played it late.
Yeah, I played it late because I played it even later than you.
Yeah, you got to get it. It's so good. Yeah, but anyways. That's how I played it. I loved it.
Cool. Next on my list, Bastion.
Oh, good game.
Wow.
Bastion was so cool. It had that narrative.
Ceylandia.
Yeah.
I got such a bitch list compared to Dan's.
Why?
Bitch list.
Mine are like
No, the thing
Google
is, they're
picked them. You know, like I different. Feel like, and I
that's
like
the thing
are
about
obvious.
Mine are games that I've played. There are probably better games than these that I may have missed, or you know, or just didn't appreciate as much as the general population. Yeah. These are the ones that I really liked. Bastion was fucking dope.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was the first game to have that
it
narrator.
It looked really cool. I remember you
really
digging
a very
that game.
Cool art style. I don't know.
The different weapons, you could have to change your weapons as you go through for
very,
different
very
enemies and stuff.
I actually kind of want to play that game again.
It's good. Remember their sequel?
No.
Oh, it was Zelda?
The sword one?
Yeah.
The sword girl with the red hair?
I don't think it was as good. The
game's terrible.
I didn't even really try.
Terrible.
That's why I didn't try it, because I heard reviewers saying, eh.
Remember I got that shit for free? I was like, hey, I'm Chad.
Oh, Transistor you're talking about.
Transistor.
That was the one.
Yeah, the game they made first was much better. Like,
it reviewed well, though.
It reviewed very well.
We didn't give it a chance.
Did you play Bastion?
Sucked. I played for like 3 hours.
Oh, I played for like two. No, I didn't.
You know what? That's a game where, I mean, the graphics aren't fantastic in it, and they never were, so it doesn't matter. It's kind of a timeless game. You should play it. It's good.
Really good.
Stands number two.
Throw it on my long list of games.
Indie/arcade game.
My number
time.
One game.
All our number one
Let's
games.
Let's do it, buddy.
Torchlight. It's
oh,
not
wow.
you guys.
Oh,
Torchlight was so good. It's fucking Diablo, but not Blizzard. And I can't believe how deep it was.
Like, Torchlight was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It was a lot of fun.
Never
I fucking was going through my achievements last night on Xbox because with Inside, I beat the game once, and then my second time, I used a guide to get the collectibles.
You played that shit on Xbox, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
played it way before you.
What?
I played way before you.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about Inside. You're
Inside.
Talking about...
Torchlight.
Torchlight I did play on Xbox. Yeah, you played on PC, and you spoke very, very highly of it.
Yeah.
And I only checked it out on your recommendation, and I fucking fell in love with it. Fuck! I missed a game.
What?
SteamWorld Dig.
Don't spoil mine, man.
God damn it!
I definitely would have spoiled Chad's list. That's obviously
so,
there.
So, should we save honorable mentions for a little later?
Was that another one of your recommendations?
Absolutely. Chad was the proponent for that game. He said it's worth the $9. We all knew it was coming free.
Right.
Who else bought fucking my 10 out of 10?
Your what? Peggle?
Based on
recommendation. Fucking
Sparkle 2?
You know what? That game's probably sick.
One other.
I bought
Sparkle
it before.
Was awesome,
you
can't
I bought it before. Later. Just because, actually, Zuma is what made me buy Sparkle 2.
I was like, it's like Sparkle, man.
All right, who's next?
These guys, they copied Zuma perfectly.
Games.
That's what I'm thinking, Dan. Why don't you pick who goes next?
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Could be anybody, buddy.
Anybody, buddy.
Could be anybody, buddy.
The owl right here.
Bring it on, Owl.
Let me get things a little foxy.
Owl's got it. You can finish it off, champ.
You want me to go a little fox on you? Well, TJ actually gets to pick who's next, right? So don't get too ahead of yourself,
TJ,
there, big
pick
boy.
Me.
There, Barry boy.
All the responsibility.
What do we decide where you are, Gorilla?
Shall put
you
$5
thought
in
I was a gorilla?
And your pot if you pick me first.
Gorillas aren't synonymous with
that apple.
The gay version of Dan Derby.
I didn't know I was a gay bear. I hate that that's a saying.
Hey, gay bear.
Bears are fucking
bear.
Incredible, man.
Hey, gay bear.
You know,
gay bear.
Because of the alone.
Why not just gay bear?
Gay bear.
Man. Shut up, I'll
that's
tell you.
The
Look
bears
at a
away.
Fucking picture Feel of a
woods.
Grizzly bear's
That's how they scare
face.
The bears away.
Hey, bear.
I heard bears only suck other bears' dicks all day. That's why they call gays.
Is that why you want it?
Is that why
you want it to be your sigil?
Once a year, the bears suck each other's dicks for 6 months. We call this hibernation.
Once a year.
That's what they're doing in those caves. They suck each other's dicks for 6 months.
It gets too cold outside that they suck each other's dicks.
The warmth
for 6 months.
The dick hole.
All right. You chose the wise owl, TJ, to take over. So why don't we listen to TJ's top
TJ
five?
Yeah, I got a sloppy list here.
Arcade games of all time.
TJ,
should I avoid things that you guys are obviously going to say? I feel like
no.
I should.
I was trying to do it too,
you
but it's your personal list. Man.
Was mine different?
Okay, I got a solid list then.
Yours was cool. I said mine was a little bit bitch, but I don't think that's true. I think what it is just known to the group because that's all I talk.
Was
about.
Mine
exactly?
Known, or did I surprise
exactly.
you guys?
No, I think you did really good.
You did really good.
Solid
I agree.
List, bro.
That's
it's a solid five too. I feel like those games belong together on a list.
Yeah,
they're good, man.
Way to go, Dan. Good job, buddy.
Thanks.
Okay, it's
I
my
like
turn now.
Games.
Everyone, shut up. Okay, Braid.
Yeah,
number five.
See, that's the obvious one. That
I can't believe you didn't say it somewhere.
You know what? I didn't play Braid. Everyone else was playing it, and I was like, kind of not in gaming.
Invite Joe over, and he can watch, and you can play.
And I kind of no, I
too.
Saw Tim play too much of it for me to enjoy for myself.
Yeah, it's lost now. Had to be played at the time.
Yeah, and that is the type
I disagree.
Of game where you got to play it your first time and find your way through.
Okay.
If you gave it to Desmond, it's the only way that he would that he would appreciate that
game. Yeah, you have to have not seen it, I agree.
Yeah.
But it's not it's not too late. It is a timeless game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Timeless for a younger generation.
Maybe I will try it again, because, I mean, it's been
What's
so...
happening? Is this playing?
There's, it might be.
What?
Hello?
It would be your headset.
Who is there?
I hear you.
Who are you?
Yeah. Just hit stop.
What are you calling? Where is Danny?
Okay. Oh, it's that?
Yeah. We're back on.
Did you realize how dark it was in here?
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
We went from light to dark, and no one said a thing.
Yeah, it was getting dark.
Just pitch black.
Well, you
tried
to light a candle, and I was fine with that, but then it was going...
Yeah, we're doing good.
I'll fucking see. All right,
next.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And this is truly indie. This guy inspires me. Matt makes games.
Oh damn.
Joe's got that one. He's smiling.
Yeah.
Spoil it.
Joe's no
We've cool. said more than enough about Towerfall on the podcast, but it is very good.
What a good game.
So, it is fucking dope.
Have we established... Talk about it now. Are we figuring out that we're not going to actually sit down and try and pick the best five? This is just top five from everyone.
This is working out, right?
I'm okay with it. Well,
this is working out.
We should have a drunken argument afterwards, though.
Yeah.
We'll see if it gets
Let's get
that.
It out. Maybe there's one that becomes an obvious pick that hits
After
all of our
Dark,
lists.
The actual top five.
Fuck, did Dan and I even share one common game?
Next,
I
hope
that's good.
Next episode is the Battle Royale of these lists.
That's what I'm saying. We're, wow. we're very diverse in our opinion of games.
I took Limbo as number six.
People. All right, what's... Keep going, buddy.
Three, Zuma.
Stop,
oh,
dude.
God damn, I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Zuma's
game.
Revenge.
You think actually. That belongs?
Zuma's Revenge, yeah.
Zuma was good.
Are you
dope.
Kidding me?
Zuma's Revenge.
It's nowhere near it.
It's funny how when you're good
list.
At a game, you're like, that game's awesome. Because you're like one of the few, you know
you
what I mean?
You don't remember how much
like,
fun
I was
going to say all my fucking games right now, dick.
Sorry.
I
These
love
two you won't have, I promise.
Final
okay?
Fantasy.
Number two. Yeah, Square Enix.
What is
the most indie house in the world. Antichamber, which
Dan,
may or may not be indie.
Do you think
damn.
You've gone to that joke?
That is indie.
Antichamber is so good.
Conversations.
You gotta mute your own microphone.
I still have to play that game.
Yeah, it's incredible. And timeless.
Every time.
Stop it!
He's talking about one of the best games, probably.
I didn't even know the name. What'd you say?
Exactly.
Hey, was that
no,
did I recommend that to you?
Something that I didn't know.
Antichamber, sorry?
Did I recommend that to you?
You did. Joe said, hey, this is a great game. I'm not going to play it, but you should. And I did.
Beauty.
Thank you, Joe.
Tell me about it. I want to know.
It's like a mindfuck game where, like, the first puzzle is you actually have to... You go around in a circle, and you don't realize you're going in a circle. And you're like, why does it keep repeating?
Yeah.
And you go backwards, and what's behind you changes when you're not looking. So, like, it blows your mind. And then the whole game is kind of a series of mind puzzles that play with physics that is inherently broken.
Huh.
That's not
so picture
completely
portal
that way.
Without portals, but still as weird and puzzly, and it's all
yeah, it's weirder than Portal. Portal
this?
Abides. I did.
It's PC
you
only.
Didn't. Oh, it's PC. That's why I won't play.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
All right.
It's worth going back for, but anyway. And number one, I'm gonna put as Hotline Miami, the original.
Damn.
Great game.
I really like that game.
Yeah,
I had a lot of fun with that game.
I wish two had the draw. There's some charm that's missing there, but for me, anyways.
Joe's gonna make you probably say like, "Oh fuck!" like six times.
I don't know, man.
I know I'm missing good games.
Yeah.
I know I am.
So, I know one off the top of my head right now. I could say you'd be like, "God damn it!" But
TJ, who's up next, buddy? Well, do we want to dive into any other TJ's games? By the way, do you feel like you had enough time?
No, I'm okay. Yeah.
All right. So, did you just point at me?
I did point at you. Chad's anchoring.
Oh fuck! Well, you know what? I got six games on here. Is that okay?
Nope.
No. You cut mine off. I wasn't
allowed
to say six.
You
don't
have six. All right, so one of these I have to pick as an honorable mention?
Yeah. Nope.
All right, done.
You can't say it till after.
Till after.
Till we do honorable mentions. All
right, done. Number five, Rogue Legacy.
That was the game. That was the game I was going to say.
Yep. That was
one
of
those. Ah, really fuck!
Good. I did have fun with that. You had a lot of fun.
Oh, baby, yes.
You played more than double what I played. And
yeah.
I played a lot.
I think I had all but one trophy. No, I had all but the super hard trophies, like beat the demi versions of each boss. They were so stupid. Like, it was fucking ridiculous. It was a...
Yeah, they were hard.
Super fucking
I remember
hard.
Kind
they
of
were so
out.
Hard that I don't believe you even got... Like, there's half of those trophies were impossible.
You don't think I did that?
I'll check tonight.
Ooh.
I won't.
No. I did not get those. I did not get the demi one, the demi boss ones.
There were so
get the,
many
like,
that were
beat
so
it
hard.
Times without using the architect. I didn't get that bullshit. Beat it within 15 minutes of like a new game
without dying.
Yeah,
some
like,
shit. Like
the really hard ones I didn't do, but what I did do was like unlock everything. I had
okay. You beat the game. Yeah. You beat all like four bosses.
Yeah, I completely maxed out my character, pretty much.
Nice. You played a lot.
Yeah.
You got all like the armors and shit.
Everything.
Wow.
I maxed out my character.
Okay.
Unlocked all the treasures. You know how like you'd find different versions of like you had the smith, and then like the guy who made potions or magic, and like you could pick which ones you wanted.
Yeah.
I unlocked all those and everything.
Damn.
Number four is Super Meat Boy.
Look out.
Expected that, yeah.
Obvious.
You did so well in that game, do you think you'll always talk about it?
No, I really like it. I beat it
because it's good.
On hardcore twice.
You're nuts.
Because I like it.
Golden
and boy. All bandages, my friend.
That's silly.
Number three, Plants vs. Zombies.
That's really hard to do. Mm. I don't think anyone really appreciates how hard that is to do. That game's annoying.
Only those who have done it.
Only those who have done it.
There are people
I appreciate it, I think.
I can honestly say there are people who can't do that. There are some people who could never.
There are lots of people who can't do that, my friend.
Never do it.
I
could. It would take me way, way longer than I have the patience to.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm calling anybody. Maybe have done. Get that fucking trophy. Plants vs. Zombies was my number three.
The
original for Xbox 360.
I think that's what launched PopCap.
It was amazing.
That was like their popularity, you mean?
Yeah.
It was that. And I believe Peggle as well.
Peggle came massive. After.
Peggle
was their follow-up?
Yeah. I'm happy to say that Peggle hasn't not shown up on a list yet. I'm proud of everybody for agreeing with me that it's not that good.
I loved.
If you would have said Peggle 2, I'd be like, no, they were bought out by EA. They were given millions.
Number two.
Billions.
Yeah. Number two is Towerfall Ascension.
Ooh. Yeah. First repeat.
The best.
Assad.
So that's fucking good.
Number 14, and there's been one repeat. That's crazy.
These are good lists.
Azada.
Number one. This is almost the best game of all time, let alone best arcade game, but Guacamelee.
Axie on Verge.
Wow, nice.
Guacamelee rapes. It rapes every game. And I feel bad for anybody who won't play.
It was good. Don't get me wrong.
I bought it. I got it for free. I still won't play it. Both systems.
You're nuts. It is really good.
Got it free
you
twice.
Know what game I have for both systems? It's fucking Walking Dead Season 2. And I can't fucking do it. I tried to do it.
I got Season 1.
A few times.
So my sell on Guacamelee is that it's an indie game. And it seems like every time we celebrate an indie game, it's because it has one good function or one good feature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, everything does one thing really well. Braid, you know, is a great puzzle game, but it doesn't offer much for, like, navigation and traversing, like it's pretty basic controls and all that stuff.
As a game,
yeah, and like The Witness is about those puzzles.
Don't compare them.
Fuck, it is indie.
You cannot.
You know,
compare
like
them.
Oh my God. Called is
you cannot compare them.
Limbo is about like the getting through like the survival thing. Anyway, all these games seem to do one thing well. I think Guacamelee, it has the exploration like of a Metroid game, super sick puzzles. The combat is like really simple, but you can like learn it. It's like a learnable combat that you get better at. There's boss fights, special abilities. You can level up all your fucking, remember like your suits, your costumes
mm-hmm.
would get you different attacks. Fucking, and every piece just delivers huge. Yeah. Like every single piece of it seems to work. And the controls are, it's just like Ollie, where like you get good at it. You know,
you did get good at it. The volcano at the end of the game,
yeah.
where it was like, it's almost like challenge mode. I feel like they throw like, pretty difficult rooms at you.
Yeah.
With some serious challenges. I didn't do it because, again, I didn't have the patience.
There was one, like, 200 combo or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I didn't have the patience. I tried a few times in a row, and I was like, fuck it, I'll come back to it. And I just never did.
Yeah.
So I don't have them all. It would have been attainable. I was good enough. I just was getting frustrated and worse.
I have them all. Get it. Get that last one.
Now I'd have to get good
you
at it
You have to
again.
Get good all over again. But do you remember, like, again, it's a Metroid-style game, so like you're constantly looking
it
through
was.
different parts of the map. Like, where have I not explored?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have all these level
the
ups, and there's secrets. And
I think I use a guide for a couple things in that game,
and they're always like super hard, eh? And you're switching back and forth between the light and dark,
yeah,
simultaneously.
It got pretty complex towards the end of the game.
It's in every way it worked.
Four different punches or moves or whatever, and then like
yeah,
the two worlds, and then the different enemy. Oh my God!
You had to like. Each enemy was a different color,
yeah,
and you had to like use a specific special attack just to unlock their shield.
Yeah, and just to be able to beat them. And you had to do it all timed.
Oh, and the last thing I want to say is each enemy had like a tell. So you had to learn how like the fighting style of each individual
enemy. I'm not disagreeing
with
you. It was a great game.
Yeah. Well, we're the only two that have played it, right? So
how have you not? You've played some of it, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I played 1 hour.
Just couldn't vibe on it, eh? Yeah, it's
No,
I loved it. I loved it. It was just... don't know. During my fall of the games.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But like the complexity is what makes it great. At the end of it, you realize you've been learning so many things and like, oh, I'm getting good at this.
It does,
you
know, get like better feeling towards the end. I mean, like the game's always good, but
oh, and there's boss battles that are always cool. Yeah. There's huge boss battles in that game too.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, it's my number one.
Yeah, man.
We got one more. One. Chad's up next.
Saw it. Number five. Infinity Blade DOS.
On the iPhone.
On the iPhone.
Takes it.
Dude, I fucked that game up.
I played tens and tens of hours.
I fucked maybe that not 100 game hours. Up. You know when you get towards 90, the bottom?
It sounded like it was going to be a lot more than that.
You know when you get towards tens the bottom of the list and you have the best armor?
90 or less hours.
And everything?
Yeah.
I bought them all. I didn't bother buying all the shit in the middle because there's just too
that
many.
That fucking game was awesome.
I had the best gear and I fucked shit up in that game.
Remember getting just like, and then like you get to the end boss. I would always die at that
end
boss.
There were extra ones. Remember the golden guy who was like down in some cave? Like,
yeah.
You had to go off the beaten path quite
far. Like some new thing would open up. Like, oh shit, I can go.
You guys, you missed out on
it. It was Rogue Legacy, basically.
It was the only, thing. From a very cool, very, very cool perspective, very good graphics for your phone. Like, impressively good.
Yeah, it was when.
And very responsive. Like, you would have to slash your sword or axe or whatever on the screen in the direction you wanted to.
Dodge real quick.
Yeah, there's dodges and the beasts all have tells. It's like Mike Tyson's punch out, but like with sword fighting and mystical beasts.
Yeah, I didn't have a phone that would have pulled that off.
I played on the iPhone
4. Yeah, that was a long time ago,
and
man.
B,
I played on 3GS.
B, it reminded
me
of
my flip phone back then.
It reminded me of motion.
No, we had the same phone. You were just like, no, I'm not doing it.
Well, that's what I meant. It reminded me of motion controls.
I almost bought like, an Infinity Blade 3
I'm
recently, but it's like $10.
So yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I only paid for one fucking game for my phone.
Yeah.
And I'll never pay for another.
what game?
Alto's Adventure.
$3, which is free now on Android.
Yeah. It was free on Android when I first had my phone. I had it on my old phone and then I liked it so much I paid $3 for it.
It's what good. Else you got?
It's good.
Geometry Wars.
Oh, my God.
I put three on there. Two was amazing. Two was probably when they were still an indie studio.
I had a question for you about that game.
One was amazing.
One was absolutely
Do you remember
amazing.
Mike playing that game?
Yeah, he was
are
nuts.
Are you better now than Mike was then?
Because
I remember him being like...
I've had runs that are nuts. Just absolutely insane.
Yeah. Do you remember when we talked about being like, oh, we're like 50 in the world?
Yeah.
No, we're like fucking like top 10 or top 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were like... Top like 7 and 6 and 7 at a point in time.
Still, we're like top 10, top 20.
That's fucking.
In the
what?
First few levels.
Geometry
in the first few levels.
Oh my
they
god!
They used to play the same level over and over and over just again for high scores
best.
To against the two of them.
Dude, that game
is
so much fun.
One of my funnest things to do in games.
A game
that we play
high
over
score games.
I was telling you about. I think I told you this right. Camping, Resogun.
Yeah. You went back.
Like they have weekly challenges. They're on like week 72, which is like you know two. Whatever, a year and a half, whatever.
Yeah.
And every week they have a challenge, and like I'm trying to be like the world's best a year and a half later. You know what I mean? And I got to like position 20 on the, like a commando level, and like I got so deep into like the strategy of the game, and it was awesome and super rewarding.
Really?
Yeah,
that's my number three, by the way.
Oh,
so good.
I almost put it on there, but like it's published by Sony. It's House Marquee or whatever.
Yeah,
oh,
they
don't
did.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah. No.
I don't know.
You opened
it
up now.
It could be. I don't know, because that's an arcade game.
It qualifies.
Yeah, okay.
It should be up there, too.
Umbrella. What did they first launch with? They did, like, Super Stardust, which
that
sucks.
Was?
Yeah, they did that. They did Dead Walking or whatever.
Dead Nation, and then Alien Nation.
Oh, I hated Dead Nation.
Dead Nation's bad.
They kept trying to give it away for free on, like, all their consoles repeatedly,
yeah.
And I still didn't want to play it.
I did play it. Sucks.
My microphone is so much closer to my mouth than everyone else's. It's going to be... I wonder what that's going to sound like.
Oh, solid.
All you got to do is just...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I just got four different tracks.
Did I already give up my three? I didn't want that.
Resogun.
Rezo.
What's number one? You said four, I think.
Number two.
Yeah, just go with it.
Go, yeah.
No, I've only said three.
Okay.
What did I say?
What a sa.
I stopped writing down because we're not doing a master list.
Fuck. Marble Blast Ultra.
Yeah.
Number two.
I that is an honorable mention.
I beat the hell out of that game too. When I went back and got all the trophies.
Again, when you and I started playing that game, we played multiplayer again for some trophies.
The multiplayer was so much fun.
At like
too.
3 o'clock in the morning when I still lived at home.
Like, dude, there's still people playing. Like, just join up, Dan.
Yeah, you're like, you're the one. You have fucking recommended a lot of games, and they're all like indie games.
I agree that that is your number two indie and arcade love that game. I think, yeah, like he's always, hey, let's just play this again, guys. Like,
I think,
do you have all the trophies? Oh, let's go get trophies. He just loves it.
Not to exclude you from this, but I think that only me, you, and Tim really understand how good that game is.
Because, I like the game.
It became a, yeah, but you played the meta game.
No, I didn't. I played the whole game.
Yeah, did you? Really?
Yeah, when I got my 360.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, then you agree as well. But I thought you had only jumped on when we had started doing...
Not to mention the fact that I have the fastest speed run in that metagame, by the way.
No.
Yes, I do.
Tim, ask Tim raped you.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Talk to him. Talk to him. Just bring it up.
My fastest run was on his system.
And that's why he's trolling me. Hey, Tim, who's better at Marble Brawl? Oh, my God.
Mario Party 2.
He's a good joke.
Just better at Mario Party 6.
It's Joe going, hey, who's better at the game? And then Tim saying, it's me.
Of course.
Like, Tim's going to fucking remember that.
It is my word.
Remember that.
Listen, it's my word against his.
All right.
That's what it comes down to. It was like 17. It must have been 27 seconds. What's a good score?
I don't. That's fucking
around 29.
That's fucking really fast.
I remember we were getting 29, 31, like 32 was like the record for a while. I got 27 seconds. So that was my score. If anyone's beat it since then, fine. And that's not including any of the time switch or whatever, where you lock in like an extra 5 seconds.
Tim beat you with those.
Tim used time fucking crunch or whatever. Well, fuck that.
27. If you got 27, that's
you nice. Have to use the time crunch. That was no, what I makes it
27.
Hard.
I got 27.
Then your guys' metagame sucks and people online destroy you with those.
Oh, yeah. They get the time crunch and beat it in like 4 seconds.
I know.
But this is just a straight run.
Dan, you know it wasn't actually that's 4 seconds,
metagame.
Right?
That's our metagame. Our metagame was just to get it straight down.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, as you know that, right? Possible.
Blaze White?
They didn't actually beat it in 4
Bree,
seconds.
Bree, fuck off.
No shit.
The joke got ruined twice, I think. By,
Chad!
I'll mute every other microphone. And then
Chad's number one.
Number one.
Your dog's puking.
Get the fuck out!
Bree, come here. Aw, poor puppy. She's
I think it's too late.
She's fine.
For Chaz number one?
She dead?
No, she's okay. The dog.
She just spit up some wet black.
Oh, just a little water?
She always pukes, which is...
Who cares? It's not a big deal. Pet sounds are fine on this podcast, I think. What's your number one?
You ruined my number one.
Shut the fuck up!
You ruined my number one, Bree.
I can't believe you're keeping this thing.
And if I let her outside, she'll just bark. Wake up the baby. I hate it.
TJ, how hilarious is it that Gavin Belson is like a animal like abuser? Like he keeps using exotic endangered animals just to prove a point.
For metaphors, yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Silicon Valley is so good.
Yeah.
I loved how it ended too.
No TV, my number one.
Yeah. No TV.
I just wanted to
mention Chad, what's your number one game?
I didn't want to get into the show. I just wanted to mention
number one is, without a doubt, Braid.
For me. He loves it.
He does love it.
He loves it.
Honestly, and I feel like I was right there with you.
No, let me talk. It's my number one.
All right, go ahead.
Chad played this before anybody played this.
This was when I was hard into games, before anybody was hard into games.
What?
Chad bought his Xbox 360 3 years after it came out.
No, I didn't. We got a launch day together, idiot.
I'm just joking.
I got it 3 years after it came out.
TJ never got one.
360?
You?
It probably was 3 years.
Didn't have a 360?
No, I own a 360.
You know what? Okay. But there's you didn't have weird systems, and that's why I believed him.
No. I was like SNES and PlayStation. I never owned Sega and Nintendo N64.
He never
PS1, PS2.
Owned N64.
I inherited
or
it through the marriage. Or GameCube. Well,
fuck, man.
You guys
I
all
loved
own GameCube?
GameCube's massive, yes.
I loved GameCube.
There's like three
GameCube.
Games for
GameCube.
GameCube was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really good.
You guys aren't shitting on me for not owning N64? All right.
TJ Wind Waker. TJ Sunshine. TJ Resident Evil 4. TJ
Resident Evil 1?
Or whatever it was.
The re-release? Zero. Oh my. Zero was a GameCube exclusive.
I remember seeing the graphics on that.
About?
Like,
it was
actually, even Code Veronica X actually first came out on.
Oh! Metal Gear Frontline's dope. There's so many more.
Zoom In, Zoom Out, Dead.
Zoom In, Zoom Out.
No, we led like the same yet very different lives for our early gaming years.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, remember TJ was
like, I'm excited about Crash Bandicoot. You guys are just no one's talking about it.
I don't care.
Which, by the way, you guys murdered E3 last week. You guys.
Oh, I was gonna ask you about that. Let's catch up after Chad's number one here.
Okay.
Let's get back to Chad for a moment here.
Yeah.
He gets his opinion on his number one favorite game.
Let's hear about it.
I don't fucking know, man. Game was good. Whatever.
Cool.
No, you shit. When did you play it? You played it like your peak gaming.
Give a shit. Yeah.
All right.
I'll tell the story, but I've told you guys before. Hey, radio issues.
Radio what? Games. Issues.
As he takes a swig from Gibson's Spice. I don't know if it's
just to show you, I don't fucking care.
Alright, well, it's a pretty great list. I stopped writing it all down because...
heart attack.
Yeah, I think maybe we just use this high five part as a celebration of our high fives. No need to compare them or compete.
No, I think...
Unless everybody wants it, let us know.
We had very distinct lists. It'll be very difficult to narrow it down.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
how many times was Braid on a list?
Braid was an honorable mention. We can jump in honorable mentions. It was my only honorable
list. Twice. It's crazy that it's honorable.
Yeah, what I wanted to say was that I found that I was right there with you with Braid. And, like, for a long time, it had this great staying power. And I replayed it, too. I tried PlayStation Now. And it was just like, I'm going to fucking replay Braid, like, right away. I bought it, played it till the end, and it was great. It was a great, like...
It's not a pick-up-and-play game like Meeple is again.
No. Yeah.
The best thing about Braid is discovering it for the first time.
Yeah.
Once you know the puzzles, like, that game fucked with you. You're like, whoa. It was unlike anything before.
The first time you fell into a hole and it just stopped, and the little X button flashed.
Yeah.
It's like,
what's going on?
Whoa. And then you hit it?
Yeah, that blew my mind.
Yeah,
it was...
And story, too. Like, I'm starting to talk about it now.
Yeah, go ahead.
But the story. The story was...
Can you tell me the story? Because you guys are like, the ending of that game is the best any game ever.
I want to go on record saying that I didn't care about the story at all.
I loved
the story. I didn't care about the story. You have said that. Until the
end. I just had a serious, like, the serious breakup of my life. And that game came out, and it was about, like, his breakup.
So you read the books and everything?
Yeah, like, each part of it was just like, the music is amazing. Like, this is such a cool little game. And, that story was fantastic.
That's one of the reasons it fell on mine. I was just like, I wasn't into the story at that part.
Dude, tell me the end of the story.
Okay, yeah, let me ignore the actual story because I didn't play it, but they did a really clever thing with the story that I really appreciated that everybody got when they played the game.
Okay.
So there's books you can read, which I feel like 90% of people don't read. Chad did, and that probably enhanced the experience. But they have text blurbs as you go through the game, right?
Okay.
And... there's like this big guy that comes in the end, and he comes and he grabs the girl, and he like goes up on a rope and he escapes. And then you realize the whole thing is playing backwards because you have the power of time and you reverse time. And when you play the dialogue backwards, you're the bad guy. Exact same fucking dialogue. And she's like, oh no, don't take me away. And it's like reversed, and it works perfectly. Like, it's so crafted so well that you end up realizing that she broke up with you. She's trying to distance herself from you, and this guy's taking her away. And it totally changes, like, the story. And then it's like a mind fuck.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dude.
That was really good.
I did not get that from it.
And then
are you kidding me?
It ends back at the beginning.
I just thought, like, wow, this is really cool.
There's, like, 10 lines of dialogue right at the end where this big dude comes down and she escapes on a rope and then it reverses.
I must have missed out on that.
Oh, my.
I
played the last level.
Dude, that's really fucking cool.
It's like he's playing the whole thing in reverse. And when you go backwards, it's the opposite or something. I'm not sure if it's that deep, but, like...
I didn't see the existentialism in it. I just thought, like... Oh, this is the end scene.
I feel like they replay it backwards, and then you realize you're the bad guy. Level,
it's like you're instead of you, like running and like rescuing her.
Yeah,
it's someone else that's rescued her from you.
Yeah, exactly. She's being like pulled away, and she's trying to And like the way they crafted the dialogue, if you said it any differently, it wouldn't have worked. But now when you play it exactly backwards, you can clearly see that.
Like, have you read it exactly backwards? Like, did you find it on Reddit or something?
No. They do that in the story. In the last level.
Okay, so you went back and all the pages are there, right?
No, I don't read the pages. I'm talking about like when they have speech blurbs over them, they actually run through it forwards and then run through it backwards.
Yeah.
In the game.
Right.
And the coolest thing about it was like going through a serious breakup, you have always fucking like the thoughts in your mind like, what would I do? What could I have done differently? Each chapter was like him talking to himself about like what he could have done, and I was like, this is my game right now.
Wow.
It hit me just perfectly. There's no other experience that is going to be like that.
It's
fucking amazing.
So wrapping up like the point of view I was describing on like how we were right there with you. I was right there with you, but then like it started to fall just because I didn't really get that sense of the game. I played it purely as a puzzler, and tried to just solve each screen.
Yeah.
And that's how I got through it. And I thought those were compelling enough. And each New World, I guess you can call them, had like a cool time manipulation that was really interesting. And that's why it was a good game to me. Like, it was groovy fucking mechanics.
Was
and, like,
it? And it was really, really difficult?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was like one puzzle, I feel like, that was killer. But I feel like
since the renaissance of indie games, like, people have just been bringing it harder and harder and harder. And like, there can be a cool game with great mechanics like that and interesting manipulations of the overall like concept. But at the same time, like, there's also exploration and like,
I think only The Witness can like hold a candle to Braid. Like, the puzzles in The Witness are
that game. I would have loved to have played it. But knowing how big it is and
yeah, like, I'm never going
to
beat it.
And the fact that I don't have the time to do it all and see it all, I don't even know if I want to delve into it. And that's like the same reason why you didn't play Metal Gear.
I think you should.
I think you should play Metal Gear.
The same way you dive into Uncharted or Inside, it's the same shit, man.
I will even tell you it's less. It's
yeah, but knowing that it's a 4-hour experience and knowing it's a 100-hour experience.
It's broken up into little pieces and like, I solve this section.
Dude, as a completionist though, like, it's to fault.
I get it. Knowing it. The fucking 100 hours of it. If you can bring yourself to just know that you won't beat it, but enjoy what you can of it, it's amazing.
If I ever see it on a wonderful deal,
yeah, you gotta get a deal.
I'll pick it up.
Oh, right. but it's low investment, Braid. It's only 10 hours, you know, and that's if you take your time with it. The cool thing about Braid right away.
Braid, I've seen too many people play. Later portions.
About The Witness now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
That's why I can't. I like Jonathan Blow. Right. I think he makes great games, but I don't think I have
those
the time.
Puzzles. They're the same type of thing, like that Eureka moment. Like, holy fuck, yes.
Yeah.
Like,
the one difference.
And so many of them.
Yeah.
You don't get they that. Just, with
you
it.
Have they to flip in. The mistake I made is I stopped playing it, thinking I was going to pick it up, and I forgot the puzzles, and it's all in your head.
Yeah.
There's no fucking quest log you can go to and check a box, and it's like, oh, here's where you got to go. You know, like, if you forget, you have to go online and look it up. And then it's like, you may discover something you didn't know on accident.
I would say that's the one difference between The Witness and Braid, is that I loved Braid because I knew what was in the 16:9 frame that I was looking at was the solution.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to, you know, level up or anything like that. And that's what I really liked about it. Just like, let's get through this puzzle. I'm not missing anything. And it was very simple. The Witness is the exact opposite experience. Second guessing
in
you
that
don't
regard,
know if you,
sure.
if you learned it, so that's it. Just it, I agree with Dan that it seems like a high investment, but Braid's not like that.
Yeah, I would like
it's
to
the
try
exact
Braid,
opposite.
I
really,
think. What the fuck else do I
get
to play?
Honorables. Let's keep going through honorables.
Mine were mentioned during in other people's lists, so there's no sense of talking of them.
TJ, got any?
Limbo.
Nice.
Yeah, mentioned.
Well, as soon as Chad gets back, I say we cap the.
I don't think he's got any.
I kind of want to. I want to talk about The Witness just one second. Like, I want to spoil a metagame that I talked about months ago when it came out, and I want to ask Chad if he's played it.
Are you talking about the map aspect of it? The map is a puzzle?
Yes.
The map is a puzzle? What?
You want me to wait after cast? Just off air?
Sure.
Okay.
Like, again, as soon as he gets back, I say
he's just taking a piass.
Wrap it up, and then we do the intro, and then we can keep recording. I have no problem with that.
Whatever.
Okay.
Some more beer though.
Just waiting on Chad.
Chad's a fucking pussy.
Everyone say what they like about Chad the most. Chad's a fucking dick, man. Every time I try to talk to him about anything serious.
Actually, how about we do that? How about what do you like about Chad the most?
But then we say asshole things.
No, real things.
Genuinely.
Oh, he's not here?
The
yeah, you'll hear it back.
The compliment game.
Okay.
But secret though.
Secret.
We gotta get in quick.
Quick.
Your okay. favorite thing about Chad?
He's like an easygoing guy. He's just fun
Chad,
to hang out with and shoot the shit.
I don't know. I think I'm honestly beyond what my favorite thing is about Chad. Like, we have been friends through so many different stages in our lives and survived so many different things. That's different for me than it is with you guys. And it's like, he's just family. That's my thing.
You went deep.
That's real, though. I've known Chad for a really, really long time. Like, imagine...
He's gonna make an air.
Yeah, it is.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's it. We gotta be quick. So you go. Where you go?
Go ahead. I kind of talked to
yours. Was super generic.
Mine. Whoa. Was?
I'm attacking TJ for being super generic.
Oh, I thought you were talking
me.
Yeah, because I.
That's all I got.
Because I got nothing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm pretty fond of the guy.
You have no favorite thing?
Actually, I think there's something to be said about easygoing. I hung out with Brett and Adam, and it was like the easiest experience ever. Like, just comfort. Yeah. Like, just. agreeable and just fun.
Yeah, we are and very confrontational.
You have a thought, and no. it hits your mouth before you can even think about it. Chad, and I can do that more with Chad than a lot of people, and that's saying something. Yeah. So fuck you on your generic comment.
I'm just kidding. Well, I mean, it's the Chad and Joe show, right? Like, you know the show, so... It's just something that, like, seems to line up, you know? Every time...
This is what it is.
We are on the same page.
You and Chad are both... would get really drunk and were really risky and do stupid shit together.
That's not the Chad and Joe show.
Absolutely. No.
I know what you're talking about. They're cut from the same cloth, you know? Like, Chad's just a joke and only Chad laughs. And vice versa.
I guess.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that I've seen in the last 6 months.
I just seem to click with that guy. You don't see it with me and Chad?
No, like, it's been more of a meld is all. That's, oh, yeah. But before you guys were like...
You know what it was? They would get fucking wasted together, and they would always do the... I'm telling you, I watched it as an outsider. And you guys would get away with shit, and then you had these stories of stuff that was only the two of you, and it's a bonding. It happened all the time.
Chad and I would bond.
Yeah. I would watch it. Come on, I've been your friends for how long?
That's fine. I'm okay with that. But Chad don't always chalk it up to, like...
Chad thinks you're a fucking loser now.
And that's why.
No, you guys would do shit that I was unwilling to do all the time. I would.
But that has nothing to do with it, dude.
It has absolutely lots to do with it. Stories of you and Chad together are doing shit that I would back out of, and TJ was a part of a lot of them.
Not true. Yes, true. We invite you to so many little hangouts.
And I turn them down sometimes.
And it's just like, I'll be at Chad's, or something like that. Or we're going to do... I don't know. I feel like you've turned down hangouts.
Where's that coming from? Sure, well, I have.
That's what it. You opened the door for the Chad and Joe show. It's not always this like drunken thing that like we shouldn't have been doing.
Listen, I'm not competing, and I'm glad that you guys are friends. I'm also your friend.
I know.
I'm not saying anything.
But cut from the same cloth as I think is the good way to go, baby. Because I don't see it as any serious thing. It just seems to line up. You know, we seem to connect an awful lot.
Yeah,
I like that about him.
Chad and I used to. A lot more than we do now. But at becoming adults, shit happens like that. Other things become more...
I have similar experiences with the both of you.
Yeah, that's why we're all best friends.
I feel like Alone Joe is a unique experience for each member of the group.
I like Alone Joe better than I like Group Joe.
There's no way... Group Joe can't exist. It's like an anomaly. Like,
I like both. But I do I do appreciate the one-on-one Joe time.
Alone Joe is a different... You're not putting on a... not that you're putting on a show.
Joe.
Hold on, Dan. You and I in the car, just hanging out. Relax.
That was nice, too.
That's different as well. It's just... the dynamic always changes when you change the numbers.
Am I that different? I feel like I'm probably the exact same guy.
Well, you know what I always say about you, so... You're the same guy every time. But no, I'm saying that even between you and I, the dynamic changes.
Yeah, sure it does.
Dude, I was observing how different I am with fucking Brett and Adam. It's weird.
Yeah, I haven't really put myself in a situation where I could hang out with a different group to see how I act, and then...
It's weird.
And then take note of how I'm acting.
It's like laying in wait. There's like a different part of you out there.
Oh my god, he brought the snacks!
That's what I love about him. That's my favorite thing about him. Alright, that's about all we got for today. We talked about a lot of indie games. I had a good fucking time.
Turned into an indie episode.
Yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed that. We're on Facebook.
Since we're indie dudes, right?
We're called On Full Blast.
We are?
No. I got used to saying that. We're on Facebook. We're called the All Range Mode Podcast, right?
You think you're more On Full Blast, Joe, than you are All Range Mode, Joe, as a person? No. I feel like you do.
No fucking way. Come on now.
No way.
You love it. You eat that shit up.
I do love it. I have a great time doing it. This is All Range Mode, dude. We've been doing 141 episodes.
God damn.
Just so you know, I've been there for ARM 70% OFB, okay?
It is.
ARMOFB.
Is that why the website doesn't exist? Because you want to keep me on All Range Mode?
Hell yeah.
Fuck me.
I'm just kidding.
No, keep them for the hits.
Keep them for the hits. Keep them for the hits.
I'm a hit whore.
All right, we're going to try again with an outro. All right, thanks for listening to the show. This is All Range Mode out.
I'm not doing it either. We're not. Mode. We're out.
Mode. You cocky little...